Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ghouls. Welcome to the Sludge Pit. I'm joined tonight, like as always, by my bestest co-pilot and co-podcaster ever, Danae. How is it going, Danae?
It's going good. For a minute, I thought you said co-partner. I was like, that's a new one. Co-partner.
Co-pilot, or, yeah. Duff.
Co-partner. It's a combination co-host and co-pilot, I guess.
Yeah. So, welcome to tonight's show. And I bet everybody's looking at the title going, Never Go Full Karen? What? What is he talking about? Good question, my friends. Now, you know, I work retail, Danae works retail. I don't work retail now, but anyway, there is a thing about working retail where you have to deal with the public and the creatures that come with it, and the monsters and the mayhem and everything. Now, the reason I bring up Karen is because this organism, or whatever you want to call it, this Karen is like just an overlying name that is used, is one of the most ferocious, most insultingly nasty things that you could ever deal with in retail. Now, just close your eyes and imagine with me that you're working at, oh, let's say, a Kmart, when Kmarts were still pretty much run. And you're working on a little something, you're putting toys up on the toy aisle, you're down on your hands and knees because you got to put a whole stack of Matchbox cars or Hot Wheels up, and you feel a presence behind you. You hear footsteps. They sound almost like high heels, but you aren't really sure because there's a flare of evil to them. Suddenly a shadow comes over you, and you feel the icy glare of death upon you. And you hear the words, "You need to help me." Okay.
Now.
Now. That's a good now, by the way. You
thank you.
Slowly get up and turn around, and there is what you think is a human female. I say think because this thing is exuding evil. It has red glowing eyes, big sharp pointy teeth, and lots of claws. And you ask this person, this thing, who for some reason you instinctively know that his name is Karen, how you can help it. And you get a request that's absolutely bizarre and you can't do it, but you try your best. And this thing starts spewing fire upon you, throwing acid everywhere, and screams, "I want to see your manager!" That, my friends, is the Karen. Where does the Karen come from? Probably the pit of hell, the abyss, maybe from a Raleigh with Cthulhu, I don't know. But the Karen exists. It's not an urban legend. It's a thing. Now, that was pretty creative. I know I came up with that. I've been
actually working on
that. Thank you very much.
I would like to add a disclaimer.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know where the term Karen came from, or how the typical Kate Goslin haircut has become known as the "Let me speak to your manager" haircut. But I just want to say right now that I have known a lot of women named Karen and a lot of women that have that haircut that have actually been very nice. So this is not a dig against those people.
That is correct.
We are talking about the ones that are not nice. And a lot of these people, their names really aren't Karen, and they don't have that haircut. But they exude, "Let me speak to your manager," from their pores.
Oh, that was awesome, Danae. That was awesome. Now,
oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Danae is absolutely correct. Now, the whole Karen thing originates from a video that somebody took on their cell phone. This is, I want to say, within the last 10 to 15 years. Let's say 10 years, when cell phones actually had the capability of recording video and everything, and there was, like, let's post it on a social media type thing, of a woman by the name of Karen with that type of hairdo ripping into an employee and manager of a store. I'm not sure which one, because, well, like I said, it's one of those videos that you can barely tell anything except for there's a lady screaming at, like, several people. And it was all over something so small and so ridiculous that, you know, any other rational human being, if they were told, "I'm sorry, I can't do that," any rational human being would go, "Oh, okay. And, well, how about, can we do this?" Well, you know, it's a conversation with compromises and stuff. Now, oh, the Karen. Yeah, so that's the Karen. You know, we have a few stories about dealing with let's stop calling her Karen for now, but the retail evil entity. It could be male, it could be female, but the most famous one that started the whole Reddit, you know, versus Karen thing was that one incident. And I think possibly it may have been at a GameStop too, because there's been a lot of videos of stuff coming from GameStop. And I'm not picking my GameStop. I actually love my GameStop employees that I visit once every couple weeks. They are awesome. I love them. Don't like the corporation, but I like them. Okay. So.
Well, there's also the NAM, the GameStop NAM. The worst type of Karen. Or actually, in this case, is it a Karen or is it a Kevin?
I don't know. I'm not really familiar with that one, I'm not really familiar with that one, but yeah.
Oh, I posted that in our chat. The GameStop ma'am. It's ma'am.
Oh, and I'll tell you, some of these retail evil entities, if you call them anything more than Miss Min, that's okay. But if you call them ma'am, you have just unleashed the powers of the apocalypse upon your face. Do not call them ma'am. And whatever you do, ma'am is bad. Okay. Back to normal. that's the biggest thing I can say about working in retail is ma'am, I don't know why the connotation is so bad, but anyway.
Well, in this case, it was because he was, quote-unquote, misgendered.
Oh, gosh, I remember that one. Oh, dear.
And this is no dig at the transgender community. I have no issues with them. I have nothing but love and sympathy for them. But this one, oh, my gosh. Of our listeners who aren't familiar, just Google GameStop ma'am. Or go on YouTube and look up GameStop Man, and you'll find out what we're talking about. This happened in Albuquerque, which is not far from where I live. So, yeah. I'm not going into any GameStops in Albuquerque anytime soon.
Well, you're not. I really wouldn't see you in a GameStop either, because it's just, you're too... You're not very much into video games, right?
As soon as I get a console, I want to start getting back into it.
Gotcha.
But I will be on ma'am alert. Or Karen alert. A lot of the Retail versus Karen Reddit stories happen at a GameStop, and I just realized I snorted. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, GameStop, I can see where there's a lot of frustration towards GameStop Corporation and the way that they handle things. They put their employees off under an absolute ton of pressure to make it to meet quotas and all of that type of stuff. And the GameStop company itself is failing currently. They had, their stock was worth a decent chunk of change a couple of years ago. Their stock has dropped to around $3 a share this week. And they're also letting go of 50 of the regional managers, which is very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against GameStop, but just you got to remember that if you're expecting a lot for your games to do trading, it's not going to happen just because of the way things work. Electronics Boutique back in the day, same thing. But yeah, it's just please be good to the GameStop employees. They need to have that job.
They don't deserve parents.
No, they don't. They really, really don't. And I'll be honest with everybody here. I actually worked for a now defunct store chain. This was Toys R Us. Now, I had some major health issues, and I was just getting back on my feet. And I couldn't do, my back was still really screwed up to the point where I'd see stars if I just took two steps from pain. So, and they were very understanding about my physical limitations, so they put me on phones. You know, I was like a phone operator for the store that was about an hour away from here. And they were paying good. They were paying me really good at the time, and I was very pleased with that. Now, there's one part I didn't mention yet. Can you guess what time of year this was?
Was it Christmas?
It was actually it was during Black Friday, and it was actually September through December 21st. Now, I worked overnight, a 17-hour shift on the phone, Black Friday. I had no issue with this because I went in when it was dark and I left when it was light, and the pay, like I said, was really good just to stay on the phones. But unfortunately, you know, I thought to myself when I got this, like, all right, I'm going to have to deal with some really nasty customers. I know it. So, 99% of the time when I was working the phones, everything was cool. You know, I would get a question about, you know, there's like these little grocery market food-shaped pet things. They're like mini toys. Shopkins. Shopkins were a huge thing. So, you know, I get called on the phone saying, hey, do you have such and such pack of Shopkins? Because they're like in packages of 2, 5, 6, 8, whatever. I'm like, I will check. So I check the computer. I usually get an answer, but the computer was usually wrong. So I'd have to call on the radio, send somebody out, and they'd go take a look. You know, the Shopkins were fine because you'd ask for specific things. Now, a lot of people know that there are specific toys that are huge, huge, huge draws during the holidays. The biggest one right now was Pie, at that time, was Pie Face. And every single time we would get a shipment of Pie Face, it was about 150 of the games, individual games. And those 150 would sell out in less than 10 minutes. So I would start getting calls from people repeatedly throughout the day from the same people, you know, asking about Pie Face or this little baby doll. When you drink it, when you give it a drink, it pees and it poops and all this stuff. And there's specific versions of that doll, too. And I'm like, okay, well, for some strange reason, I got chewed out so badly about this doll that eats and poops, but we didn't have this specific version with this little diaper thing or this little that or, you know, the certain hair color or something. And we, for some reason, we were only carrying the base model, and that launched people into insane fury. They're screaming at me over the phone. You know, I literally have got the phone 2 feet away from my head, and they're screaming at me. And I'm going, because we don't have the baby that poops in the green diaper.
Oh, my word.
And this is ridiculous. And I actually got, so apparently, I've tried my best to be so polite with everybody. And I got this one person who called me 7 times consecutively every day for 3 days. And, of course, just the FYI, all these calls are recorded. And I would always answer the questions. I would always do that, you know, call on the radio. I check the computers. But we still never carry those variations of these dolls. And I was called every name in the book. This person actually called my manager and told them that I was being insensitive to their needs, harassing them, blah, 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 blah. And my manager's like, you know what? We're going to take you off the phones for a couple of days. I'm like, so what am I going to do? What can you do? I'm like, I can walk? Okay. So I walk around the stair for a couple of days while they investigated it. They listened to the phone calls, and I was proven completely innocent with it because everything is recorded, which is brilliant. Now, this said person came into the store and tried to get me fired again. We're telling them we don't have the baby that poops in the green diaper. I didn't tell this person like that. I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, we still don't have that doll. And I put a request in for us to order some. So, yeah. Needless to say, that lady was removed from the store and asked to never come back, which I'm like, thank you, bosses. Now, the funny thing is,
that sounds like a Reddit post in and of itself.
It is, in a way. I mean, it should be. And my manager, this little lady, sweetest thing, was not even over 5 feet tall. She swooped in to my rescue like a superhero with a tank. And she's just like, da, 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 and she took care of business and literally removed this woman herself. And I'm just like, wow. That was a cool boss.
Hey, don't underestimate us little people. We'll bite your ankles.
Oh, I know. I've probably said this before on the shows. My mom, bless her soul, and she's just such an awesome mom. She's 4'11" and maybe 105 pounds in a wet towel. She was a teacher for 35 years, too, 35 years plus. And she is intimidating. She, you know, I've seen her make people look bigger than me. I'm 6'1", 300 pounds. Buckle up the knees just by glaring at them and taking care of business. I mean, she's got like this teacher look of death, of doom. Like, I'm a teacher, you will listen. Okay. It's just amazing. And then that manager.
Oh, my friend Carrie, she's low, 4'9", tiny, sweet as can be. But I always tell people, don't mess with me or I'll stick my vicious chihuahua on you. She is very protective of her friends. And I've seen this little tiny thing lift a 30-pound tire, something that I cannot do. So, yeah, I feel safe with her.
Excellent, excellent. So, have you had any retail nightmare experiences? Because I know that you work in the store. You don't have to tell the audience which stuff.
No, I will share with places I've worked in the past, but where I currently work now, I will not say. But anyway, yeah, I've had, like, I remember one time, It was in the 90s. I worked at Kmart, and I worked in the domestics. That's where the sheets and everything are, and you know. And somebody was asking me about curtains, and I had never hung curtain before in my life. And somebody was asking me how to do it and measure this, and I just simply said a tape measure. I didn't know what else to say. The guy kept going, "You're so stupid. I can't believe you're so stupid." And back then, I was really sensitive. So I was trying hard not to cry. Well, eventually, they wandered off, and I started going back and stocking the sheets and comforters and stuff. And I encountered that person again, and he did that. And, you know, now I would have said, if you think I'm so stupid, then I will be more than happy to find you a manager so that you can tell them how stupid I am. But back then, I was much, much more mousy, and so I didn't stick up for myself. So I just spent the rest of my shift trying very hard not to cry.
Oh.
Yeah. People are mean.
Yeah, they are.
They didn't give me any kind of training in this because, you know, we didn't hang the curtains. We just sold them, you know. So, and I've never hung a curtain before in my life in that point, you know. So the most I've ever done is put something on a tension rod, which is fairly simple. But as far as, you know, hanging it up and, you know, screwing the rod in and all that stuff, I've never done that.
Yeah, actually, you know who taught me how to do that? I actually learned how to do curtains and stuff from my mom. She taught me how to do it.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, little fact about myself. My father passed away when I was 13 years old. And I had to learn how to do a lot of things. My mom taught pretty much everything. So I have a huge appreciation for that. Oh, awesome mom. Yes. Indeed.
Well, I never had to hang curtains up. I mean, my mom and dad always did it for me. You know, and even as an adult, I didn't know how to hang up a curtain because every place I went, the curtains were already hung up.
Well, I
know how to hang them up now.
Very good. Yeah, I actually learned how to, my grandfather taught me too. My grandfather and my mother, you know, they were the perfect team to teach me how to do stuff like setting up a telephone system in the house, setting up cable in the house for cable TVs. You know, all the electrical work, all that stuff. Because my grandfather owned a home repair company. And he did windows, siding, doors, sunrooms, all sorts of cool stuff. Now, we also, when it comes to hopping back to the retail stores, we also have bosses that can be just really, to deal with. Now, I worked at a local grocery store. I'm not going to give away any names because items from the early 90s are still being found to this day at this grocery store. So, but I don't want to publicly shame them, even though they should have a finger waggled at them for being so disgustingly bad. So back in 1998, I worked at this grocery store as a stock person. So I'm doing the stocking duties and stuff, and then I got told that I need to clean out the condiment aisle. You know, basically remove everything from the shelves, go through the dates and stuff. And anything within 3 years needs to be kept on the shelf. And I'm like, wait. You mean 3 years out of date needs to be kept on the shelf? And they said, yes, 3 years out of date.
3 years out of date?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, but those were
no
used
one would buy that knowingly.
Well, here's the thing. They used them because this was a small store. They used the 3 years out of date stuff in the back, like the ketchup, mustard, and whatever as a buffer, because the way that the shelves are set up is that you could actually not get, if you were 8 feet tall, you could not get the last item on the top shelf. So they mostly do it for the top shelves, and they used to basically use these things as a buffer, and they put the newer stock in front of it. Now, I was going through these things, and I found, this is back in 1998, okay, a bottle of mustard that expired in 1990.
Ew, yuck.
And I was like, oh my God. I went back to this, my boss at the time. She literally said, I don't give a shit. Put it back. Keep those things on the shelves. All right. So I did. Wouldn't you know it, like maybe 3-4 weeks later, somebody brings up that bottle of mustard that expired and complains, and now we have to rip everything out of those shelves again, dispose of everything, and then put all new stock in? That's exactly what happened. And, you know, if the manager had actually listened to all of us who are doing this and going, you know, we can't do this, this is nasty. So we wouldn't have to restock all the shelves and put all that extra money into it. So,
I was always taught that new stock goes in the back.
Right. But
you know, you put the new items behind the older items because you want to get rid of the older items first before they expire.
Right, but they were using all of these older condiments and bottles and stuff as just a buffer to make the shelves look more stocked than what they were. And I am so surprised that the health department did not throw a fit. But this is also the same boss that I helped that lost her keys, and she thought she lost them in the dumpster. So I went dumpster diving for her and got fired right after that for no good reason. After I dove through a dumpster to find her keys, when her keys were actually in the door to the upstairs cooling. So I got let go for some really dumb reason. I can't remember what it was. But I'm just like, you know what? I wouldn't work here anyway.
I worked at a place where, and this is a situation where I won't say where it was, but me and a few other cashiers got let go because we didn't get let go. We got demoted, and we weren't allowed to handle money anymore. And because our drawers were always short. Well, come to find out, years after I had been let go, that the managers were dipping into the tills. And the managers were dipping into the tills, and we got blamed for it. I mean, we were never accused of stealing, but, you know, we kept coming up short.
Right.
Managers, coworkers, and, employees, they can be Karens, too. I mean, you can experience Karens from a customer point of view, too. I've encountered quite a few, and some Kevins.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have gone Karen myself a few times, but I prefer not to when it comes to store employees and everything, unless there is something dangerous going on or something highly disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I'll go.
After you.
it's like for those little.
I was a Karen one time, too, and I felt so bad. I apologized profusely, and they forgave me, of course, because I did business with them all the time. My favorite pizza place, I usually order a 9-inch, which is the small. And It's the same thing I order practically all the time, so I know how much it is. Well,
right.
It was more than it usually is, and I kept saying, is this right? Is this right? And I mean, I was getting downright tacky. Are you sure? Well, and so after, you know, when they brought the order, I noticed it was a medium. And I felt so bad for yelling at the person instead of asking out what size did you put down, you know, and going over it again.
Mm-hmm.
Which they should, to be fair, I mean, they should have read it back to me, yes, but I should not have been a bitch. But I apologized profusely, and they, you know, they, I said, I don't remember who it was that took my order, but tell them I'm so sorry. I felt really bad. I felt really mean.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I've gone ballistic over cleanliness and safety when it comes to stores. I'm actually going to tell you the name of the store that I was in for this tale, and I'm going to tell you how disgusting it was and how management, I don't think, got the clue until I sent them pictures. Now, I used to live over in Utica, New York, the Hartford area, and at the time I was a huge Dunkin' Donuts fan, like for their iced coffees and everything. Because they're just wonderful. I'm not a big fan of donuts, but I love breakfast sandwiches. They're like, a good breakfast sandwich is a weakness of mine, and that's not a good thing because they're usually kind of unhealthy. But moving on from that, I went to the Dunkin' Donuts in North Utica on Genesee Street, the one that's near Taco Bell, or it's near Moe's. And a little bit further down is Taco Bell. Then across the street is there's a steakhouse, and next to the steakhouse there is a Delmonico's. It's Delmonico's Steakhouse, which if you're ever in the Utica area, please go and visit because, oh my gosh, the food is wonderful. Anyway, I was going for this one. I went in, and I was going to get a nice coffee and a bagel. I noticed something didn't seem right in the kitchen. You know, you kind of see little things here and there. Just like, there's a lot of stuff on the floor in the kitchen. So I make my order, and I'm looking, and there's cups on the floor, there's coffee on the floor, there's cream on the floor, there's half a breakfast sandwich on the floor, there's bugs, and I saw a mouse, a live mouse skitter through. And I said, this is ridiculous. I can't eat or drink this. So while they're prepping everything, I'm taking pictures. And I said, can I see the manager? The manager comes out and he said, do you see any of this on the floor here? This is disgusting. This is not up to code. This is absolutely filthy, disgusting. You have mice. You have bugs. And she literally said to me, yeah, so? Like, I've got pictures. Want me to send them to corporate so you can clean up your I use this complete phrase. So you can clean up the shithole of the kitchen? Yeah, go for it. Oh, so I did. I sent pictures. I also sent video recordings to corporate. I heard nothing back from corporate at all. Not even a thank you for the email from Dunkin' Donuts. So, I have never gone back to that Dunkin' Donuts in North Utica, right next to Moe's, followed by Taco Bell.
I don't blame you.
Across from Delmonico's, and McDonald's.
If you sent that to corporate and they didn't do anything, then I don't think I'd want to do business with the whole chain.
Now, they didn't respond to me. I don't know if they did any. They probably did stuff about it. I don't know because I've never been back. And I never received any You know, I received basically this little thing that said, thank you for your email, but nothing beyond that. No, oh my gosh, this is terrible. No, we're investigating it. No, nothing. And I was just like, this is really disgusting. So it's one of the few times I've gone churn. I have sent some not very, one email I sent was excessively nasty. The other one, I've sent like two horribly, aggressively nasty emails without swearing in them, but just enough to get the point through, like a freight train to the face, and one slightly grumpy email. Now, where was this? I completely lost my train of thought. Sorry about that. So, yeah. And most of these emails the dollar store. Yes, the dollar store. I got that. Now, locally, this is local. When I say locally, it's with 30-mile radius of where I am. So, this is from out of Amber. Anyway, there's a dollar store. This dollar store, when it first opened, was pristine. It was gorgeous. It smelled nice. Everything was organized. Over the years, this dollar store has gone and turned itself into a complete sewer pit. It's a pit of nastiness. The floors are never clean. There's food that's out of date. The aisles are obstructed. The emergency exits are obstructed. This place was a literal death trap. And then they had a sewage break one day, and they never even bothered to close the store. You could smell human sewage throughout the store.
Ew!
You could smell it inside the store, outside the store. They did not close. I was just like, this is insane. So I took pictures, took video, sent it to corporate. Corporate did nothing. The store... it was still a mess. They got rid of the poo-poo smell 3 days later. You know, it was just like, okay. You know, it would have been nice if you actually got after. I know there's a lot of stuff to do at a store, but making sure that your aisles are clear in case of emergencies, there isn't crap everywhere. I'm talking about stuff like blocking away, and also human poo occasionally.
Yeah.
And it would have been great. Well, this dollar store they closed down for about a few days. They completely remodeled, and I'll tell you what, it's actually clean in there for right now. Their food selection is in date. It is gorgeous. They still have the same employees, which I hope they continue on with the cleanliness. They seem a lot happier in the store now. The employees seem a lot happier. So that's definitely a good thing for them. And I just hope they keep it clean. Because, I mean, yeah, I admit it. My truck is a mess. Okay. But when your mess is so bad, it creates movement issues. Like, I had to go get rags to work on my truck and stuff. I literally had to squeeze through a 2-foot hole in in the aisleway because of crap. And, you know, we got these carts of stuff to get to the towels.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm not talking regular towels, we're talking lengthwise. It was almost like the dollar store version of a hoarder's house.
Wow.
That isn't safe. And plus the poo thing, that kind of made me go, oh, no. So that's one of the few times I went Karen. The last one, there was a grumpy
that's
email.
That's not really a Karen, though.
Really? Well,
Karens get upset over nothing.
Right. This was big, however.
Karens expect you to pull water from the moon and then get pissed at you when you can't do it.
Right. So, yeah, that one was actually warranted because there were major safety issues there. Like I said, all the employees are so much happier now, and it seems to be going well, and I hope everything stays good over there for the employees and the public. But there's also one time that I felt justified, but I don't really think I was, for sending a nasty email. I may have been justified. This was about 10 or 15 years ago over at Eastview Mall. There was a burger place called Johnny Rockets. Well, I sat down.
Oh, I love Johnny Rockets.
Then their stores was closed very soon after this incident. I don't think I had anything to do with it, but the service was terrible. So I walk into Johnny Rockets, and it's like a 1950s-style diner type thing. So they've got a counter. So I sit up at the counter, and I'm sitting at the counter, and I'm sitting at the counter. 30 minutes has rolled by. Nobody's even said hi or taking my drink. Drink order. My blood sugar is starting to drop. 30 minutes goes by. 45 minutes. I walk out. And I sent a nasty gram to corporate. Well, corporate was like, oh, well, no, we're very sorry that happened. We'll get you a free burger. You know, for your troubles, blah, 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 blah. We don't know what happened. And the manager of the Johnny Rockets called me up. He apologized. And he's just like, and I was kind of snotty with him because he was standing right there during this whole thing and never bothered to say, has anybody served you? Anything. And it was not even busy. Oh, when I blood, my blood sugar drops, I get really ornery. And I've liked them like that for
oh,
years.
Oh, me too.
But now it's even worse because of different issues. But, and I got this, the coupon for a free meal in the mail. And I'm like, what the heck. A couple months later, I decided to go down and get the burger. And Johnny Rockets was no more. And I went, I wonder, and then my little smart-ass side goes, a service like that, I wonder why. He says,
really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened, why they left. They didn't ask me questions. I just went FYA and bought really bad monster movies. So it was worth it.
Yeah, I had a couple incidents in the, where I work now, the majority of our customers are really nice. But working in the public, get your Karens and you get your Kevins and you get your entitled people.
Yes.
So one time a customer bought a bunch of stuff and he paid for it with his debit card and he said he was getting it for a friend of his. And if his friend didn't want it, could he bring it back? I said, yes, I can do an exchange, a 30-day credit, or a debit credit card refund, but I can't give cash back. He says, no problem. 2 days later, this woman comes in, and I could tell she had an attitude. And she stood by very impatiently, crossing her arms, tapping her foot while I was checking a couple people out. And then after I was done with them, I said very politely, can I help you? She slams the sack of stuff on the counter and says, yeah, my friend got these for me, but I don't want them, and I want my money, and I want the money back. And I said, I cannot do a cash refund. I can only do credit or debit. I can do a credit or debit, a 30-day store credit, or an exchange. My friend said that you could... that you could take it back. And so it just clicked on me. Well, it was that man. And I said, and I told him the same thing. And I was very polite. I said, ma'am, I told him the same thing that I just told you. I didn't say it was you. Ma'am, I remember it very, and at that time I was the only one that was working there. We were in between coworkers. So I was like, man, I'm the only one here now. So it was me. And I said this, and they just kept going, I didn't say it was you. I didn't say it was you. And I said, ma'am, it was me. And she gets in my face, which is one thing that you do not do. You do not get in my face. But I was calm but firm. I said, ma'am, I cannot give you a cash refund. Well, she started getting ugly. And some of the customers that were there started to look really worried. And so I gave her the cash back just to get her out of the store. But, I mean, I'm telling you right now, you get two alpha females together, you stay out of the way. Because she was getting up there in my face, and I was about to lose it. Seriously.
I still want to get her in my back. To her. Lady, you need to leave the store. In my best Bruce Campbell impression.
Well, you know, I was kind of, you know, I'm not the owner. I talked to the owner afterwards, who happened to be a family member, and she said that what I did was right, but even if I refused to give her the money, she would not have been mad at me. But because there was a safety issue, then I did the right thing. I mean, sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do. And it's like, do I stand my ground and risk getting in a fight, or do I just give her what she wants so she'll go away and never come back?
Yeah, well, even when I hear that, if it, excuse me, you have to leave, that's coming from a guy who's you know, like I said, 6'1", 6'3" in boots. Very, very large and very intimidating when I need it. So, you know, it works occasionally for me.
So. Yeah, well, I don't think I'm very intimidating, and I could swear this woman was on something.
Yeah, actually, when it comes to people being on stuff, that's when it's time to give in and just get them out of sort, because they can be very dangerous. I've dealt with being an ex-security guard from an amusement park. I've dealt with that before.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll be honest with you.
You've got to pick your battles.
Yes, you do. Now, being a security guard at said amusement park was fun, because I could break up, you know, like the entitled person issue, the Karen or Kevin issues, very, very quickly, just by walking up and saying, is there a problem? Oh, no, officer, there's no problem. I said, that's good, now keep moving. that's how I made a lot of friends in the front desk area, and also the main entrance to the park, because, you know, I see people starting to give our cashiers and stuff issues, and I'd walk up and I said, is there a problem? No. Good. I'll pay the lady like you should and enjoy the rest of your day. I love that. Just this very, very large man with a uniform comes on and says, is there a problem? No.
No, not at all. That reminded me. My boss is also, when I said family member, it's actually my mother. And I got really tickled one time because there was a customer, and she was a regular customer, and she was always rather abrasive. But she asked me if I could special order something for her. And I said, okay, I just did an order with that company, and it would be, and we've got to meet a minimum, so it would probably be a week or two before I can order it. Well, can't you order that just one thing? And I said, well, I could, but you would have to pay the shipping on it. And she was like, all right. Well, she came back the next day, and she said, I called that company, and they said that you could order it for me. I said, well, yes, ma'am, I can, but here's the thing. I can do one or two things. I can order that one item, and you would have to pay the shipping on it, or I can put it on my next order, and then all you'd have to do is pay for the item. So she says this, you know what? Every time I come in here, you have a really shitty attitude. and then she just stormed out. And like I said, back then, this was like back in the 90s, early 2000s. I was very, very timid back then. So I called my mom and told her what happened. And she said, oh, yeah, did she pay with a check this time? I said, yeah, so check out a phone number. So mom called her, and she was all bitchy and grouchy and just really tearing into me. And, you know, my mom knows I'm not perfect, but she also knows that I would never deliberately treat a customer bad. So she said, well, you know, that doesn't sound like my daughter to me. Oh, the minute she found out I was her daughter, she was all nicey-nicey and backpedaling and apologetic. Yeah. And my mom's like, well, you know what? What she told you was right. You know, we don't mind ordering just one thing for you, but the shit we would have we try to meet the minimum. That way we don't have to pay the shipping because the shipping eats into our profits, which is why if we ordered just that one thing for you, we would have you pay the shipping. Otherwise, we don't make anything. So the woman never apologized. She apologized to mom over and over, but she never apologized to me, which is fine. That's okay. His mama tiger took care of it, you know. I don't care how old you are. There are just times when you need your mommy or your dad, you know.
Without a doubt.
And then there was the entitled grandma.
Oh, yes. Is this what you told me a couple days ago?
I told you about it when it happened.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah, this is a good one. Go for it.
This was a couple months ago. Anyway, I was, this woman asked me about a particular product, and she had her 2-year-old granddaughter with her. Well, we've got some items that are on a table display in the middle, and there's some glass bottles on there, and we put it there because basically we didn't know where else to put it. It was a new item, and we didn't know where else to put it, so that's basically where it's been since we got it. Well, some of the bottles are glass, and besides that, you know, we have a certain way that we have things, and so I'm helping the lady with the product that she wanted, and behind my back, I hear scuffling, and I turn around, and the little girl's messing with the bottles. And I said real nicely, I wasn't rude, I said, oh, honey, please don't do that. Well, the woman glared at me, grabbed the daughter's hand, the granddaughter's hand, and said, come on, let's go. I said, ma'am, did I offend you? She said, yes. She was straightening. She's not a messy girl. And then she just stopped out and slammed the door.
So it's okay, according to this old lady, old Karen, that if for her child to play with glass bottles that can shatter and cause injury.
Oh, but she wasn't playing. She was straightening.
Okay. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That could have ended very badly, and it would have hurt child. So, I feel that you did 1,000% correctly. You did very, very good with that.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Plus, if this particular product got spilled, it would sink to high heaven.
Essential oil?
Yeah. It's cannabis oil. Without the THC, we're not a dispensary, but it's cannabis oil. And
gotcha.
it smells like how you think it would smell. Not really something you want stinking up the place.
Yeah. it might get some other people who are kind of worried or very interested in your shop. So,
that's right. Now we haven't been talking up. I've spilled the THC-free cannabis oil. Although I've had some customers come in that have just partake. And the worst one is the ones that do the skunk weed. Oh, my gosh. Even their money smells like it.
Yeah, skunk weed is a type of marijuana that when you smell it and smoke it, it smells like skunk spray. It's extremely powerful. And I know about this because, well, going to college, you know, and also it's one of the cheaper pots to buy, marijuana to buy. So that's how I know, not partaking, but knowing, but living in college housing, oh brother, that was, I did have a pet skunk. He never sprayed, but boy, you could tell when the people upstairs were coking, that's for sure.
Well, see, I didn't know what it was. I mean, I've had people come in there smelling like that before, and I never knew what it was. Somebody had to tell me what it was.
Yeah. For how cheap it is excessively powerful in smell and effect. Yeah, one of my friends who is my neighbor in our building, he subscribed to High Times, and he was like, dude, look at this new stuff. I'm like, I have no idea what that is. Anyway. Yeah.
I know. If somebody accuses you of smoking it, you're like, I don't even know what that is.
Right.
Don't look at me. When I was working the register at Kmart, one of the things is that when you wrote a check, you had to ask for their ID. And I asked, he bought a couple of curtain rods, and I asked for his, he gave me a check, and he asked for his ID. And he pointed to the check where it was written on. And I said, sir, I still have to see your ID. And he says, well, I can tell you to put this stuff on the shelf and go to hell. And I'm like, yes, sir, you can. But if you want them, I'm going to have to see your ID. So he gave me his ID. And so, you know, I wanted to be a smart aleck and say, see, that wasn't that bad. But I bit my tongue.
Oh,
I mean,
sir, are you sure this is a real ID? I get to see that. Sure, that's a real ID.
Yeah, back then even if I was older than I am now, there's just some things that you can't say at work. To be honest, Eric, if I said everything I thought, I'd have no job and no friends.
Seriously,
I don't think anyone would like me.
It's good to have a filter nowadays because just there's so much crazy stuff going on. Just, all right, no, I'm going to keep my mouth shut over here eating cookies and stay out of everybody's way. That's the best thing to do right now.
Well, here's the thing. I used to be such a mousy milquetoast thing, never stood up for myself, never gave my opinion. And then I just got to the point where I'm like, well, to hell with that. And then I went through a period where I had no filter. And I told my friend Amy, how come you didn't call me out for saying that? And she says, well, I'm just so glad you said something. She's like, I wasn't going to stop you now.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because I used to be very outgoing about a lot of stuff in my past, and I've chilled out a lot, mainly because of professions and other stuff. And I've gotten to the point where it's like, you know what? I see something, and I just want to comment, but then that little voice in the back of my head goes, you're too old for this. Just walk away, man. Just go do something else. You're too old for this kind of stuff. Your verbal combat abilities haven't been used in 15 years. Don't bother. okay, I'll go do this and that over here.
Yeah, I'm like that. I have that internal dialogue, not monologue, dialogue, because I'm actually answering myself.
Yeah.
And if I'm alone, I'll do it out loud. It's not internal. Well, hey, as long as you know that the voice is in your head and it's coming out of your mouth, it's yours. You're okay. That's my philosophy.
Very true.
I like what a coworker said one time. When you talk to yourself, that means you want intelligent conversation.
Oh, very good. Very good. That was fun.
Goodness. Goodness. Hold on a second. Are you okay? I'm sorry.
What?
I'm on my bed and I stretched my leg out and I accidentally slapped Tootsie with my foot. I didn't realize I was that close to her. Ah, she didn't seem too upset.
Okay, I've done that before.
No, if she was upset, she would have just jumped off the bed and gone hid, but she just kind of looked at me like, Mama, what's wrong with you?
Go ahead.
I got her a new toy. I was at the grocery store earlier, and I got her a new toy. And it's one of those, it's a little frog, and you can put a ball of catnip inside. And I think she wore herself out with that because she went crazy. So I think she's kind of mellow now.
Yeah. It's funny because the way cats are exposed to catnip, they have different reactions. If they roll in catnip, some cats will get like really, really hyperactive and bonkers. If they eat catnip, they'll conk right out and take a nap. It's really strange. It's really interesting too. And catnip is part of the mint family.
Well, you know, that's what you have to do. So I don't think I could get it down her personally. I have a hard enough time giving her her hairball medicine. But, you know, that's what
a lot of my
friends do when they have to take their cat to the vet in order to get them into the pet carrier. They just dope them up on catnip.
No, I don't feed my cat catnip. I put it on their tree, the cat tree. And a basket that Tinkerbell absolutely loves, and they'll roll in it. They'll do whatever they want to do with it. So, wow, we've been on there for over an hour.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
It sure do. It sure does. Now,
oh, you know how we were talking about Reddit earlier? I'm sorry, I did it again. Go ahead.
That's part of our dynamic. Go right ahead, my dear.
We think at the same time. It's not like we're trying to deliberately talk over each other. So we both get these ideas in our head at the same time. Folks, we actually like each other, okay?
we like each other an awful lot. So we are podcasting partners. Yeah. And very good friends.
We're co-partners.
Co-partners. So when you were talking about
Reddit. Well, you can't be a partner by yourself.
That's true.
You know, that sounds really, I'm my own partner. That sounds really lonely.
Yeah, it does. It sure do. So you were talking about Reddit there for a moment?
Oh, yeah, we were mentioning Reddit earlier. There's one subreddit. Now, I'm not on Reddit, but I follow a lot of these YouTube channels where they read Reddit stories. And there is one subreddit that I have to think that the majority, if not all of the stories are fake, and that's the I Don't Work Here Lady subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
See,
we talk about those.
I mean, I can understand if it's, you know, because there are some places where the employees don't have a uniform. However, usually they're wearing a name tag. And what I have a hard time buying these stories where the person is not wearing anything remotely close to what the employees are wearing. The Karen or the Kevin comes up and asks them for help, and when they say, "I don't know, I don't work here," they go ballistic, they don't believe them, "You're lying, you're just lazy." And then they want to speak to the manager, and so when the manager comes up and says they don't work here, then the Karen slash Kevin thinks that the manager's just covering for her, and it usually ends up with security or the police getting called, and it's just, I don't know, it seems so far-fetched. I mean, I used to get that when I worked at a grocery store here after I hit, you know, and usually it was if I came in on my day off and the customers recognized me and they asked for help out of habit, or like about a couple of weeks to a year after I stopped working there, I would still have people asking me for help. Now, that's understandable. But these others just sound so far-fetched. I mean, you're in, like, Walmart, where they have the blue polo shirts and the khaki pants, and you go up to somebody with pink hair wearing a black tank top and combat boots, and you assume they work there. I mean, come on. That just sounds so far-fetched.
I do see, like, the, you know, and like an elderly person. This has actually happened to me. I'll get into that in just a moment. Like, an elderly person asking somebody, you know, if they work there, if they could help them, you know, grab something from a high shelf or whatever. And I could see that, but you're right. Some of these are way too far-fetched. Way too far-fetched. Like, this actually happened at Walmart. Now, I'm there. It was a super Walmart. There's a lot of those around, which they've got the grocery store on one half, and then the rest of the store on the other half. And, you know, I was wandering through, and this little old lady, I think she had to be at least in her 80s. She says to me, "Do you work here?" I'm like, "No, but can I help you with something?" And she said yes, and she couldn't be. She was a very, very kind lady to him. She said, "I need to get something up there," and I got it for her, and I gave it to her, and well, that was it. That's mainly what I feel that these stories start out as, but to make them sound really special, they get really crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every once in a while, you'll read one where it's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you worked here, but thank you for helping me." But most of them are very dramatic with the police getting involved, usually.
Yeah. I mean, I frequent Walmarts a lot because there's nothing to do around here except for going to Walmart. You know, our local Walmart in the next town over, they know, everybody at that Walmart knows I'm a customer. And I had one lady, I think, let's say mid-30s, say, "Hey, can you grab something for me?" Didn't even ask me if I was an employee, but she asked me very, very nicely if I could grab something on top shelf. Absolutely, there you go, ma'am. Have a great day. You know, this seems way, way too over-embellished.
Well, no, the examples that you gave me don't sound far-fetched.
Right.
But, you know, they wouldn't make a very interesting Reddit story. So it's like
right.
You said, they have to embellish. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Speaking of things on the top shelf, my friend Carrie, like I said, she's about 4'9", and I'm 5'3". And sometimes we're lazy and we don't want to go get an employee. So what we'll do is, like, one of us will, like, run interference. Like, okay, there's no one here. So the other person will step up on the bottom shelf and reach up and grab it. I'm sure it's quite comical to watch.
That's cool, though. That's very cool.
I think it's, yeah. I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think it's laziness. I just think we're stubborn and independent. you were talking about customers helping customers.
Yes.
I was in a Walgreens one day, and I could not reach something on the top shelf, and there was no, the bottom wasn't solid for me to step up there. And besides, there was a big sign that said, please ask for help on the top shelf, you know.
Yeah.
And so I asked an employee, and she was as short as me, if not a little bit shorter. So she said, sure, I'll get someone for you. And then I hear her call out on the intercom. And the next thing I know, this guy, not an employee, a customer who's probably maybe about 6'5", comes up and says, I heard someone needs help for the, needs something off the top shelf here. And I said, yes, thank you. Hey, it beats having to grab a ladder.
It does. Well, yeah, I think we've had a great show tonight with a lot of fun and a lot of interesting experiences. And we ask to all of our listeners, we know that you're good, kind, considerable people with a lot of common sense, but still we have to put the request out there. Please don't go ballistic on, in retail employees unless there's a really good reason. And just because your kid is messing around with something is not a good reason. Okay.
Do not let your kid run wild in restaurants, in stores. You know, if it's at your house, I can't tell you how to parent. If it's at your house, in your environment, I have no control over that. No, but if you're in public, especially if you're at my place of business, please control your child.
Yes, I agree.
Nobody wants to deal with it, and it's no one's place to deal with it.
That's right. And everybody, having well-behaved kids will make a lot more people than you expect smile, and also being well-behaved yourself. So is that. I also want to make a little bit of an announcement of something that's been going on here. Facebook, I am sort of on Facebook, but no longer on Facebook. My account is still up and whatever. I've pretty much had it with all the negativity and everything that's been going on with Facebook. I'm been under a lot of stress. So my main Facebook page has been locked down completely. I did that myself. So no, I didn't get spanked by the Facebook police. I wouldn't enjoy that either. But the pages for Deviant News and Network will be up and running, along with Sludge Industries, and of course, Spooky Tinkerbell's Club. I will be concentrating on these three items, getting work done, doing shows like this, working with other creators for Deviant Legion Network. We're going through some changes here at the Legion, but that's A-okay. And I will be working on more YouTube videos and pictures and all sorts of goodies for Sludge Industries. And, of course, cute animal stuff for Spooky Tinkerbell's Club. I want more time to get away from the crud of Facebook. Now, everybody will be able to get a hold of me, of course, through Messenger, email, throw a message to me through one of the pages I run, whatever you want to do. I'm always open for that because I need to get away from Facebook itself. If they had a thing where I could just completely destroy my personal page and wipe it out of existence, but keep my three pages running and, keep everything up and going for Deviant Legion and everything that we're doing, that would be awesome. But Facebook doesn't work that way. If I had deleted my account today, the Legion page would be gone, Sludge Industries would be gone, my cat page will be gone. So I'm going to email Facebook and go, hey, this is maybe, I'm going to be very nice in the email and say, hey, this might be a good solution. So, yeah, I'll be concentrating more on what we're doing here. We're going to work on interesting shows. We're going to do all sorts of cool stuff. And I think this will help. I'm already in a much, much better mood since I'm not dealing with Facebook. As Nate can definitely tell you, I was just big sharp pointing and everything for the last 2 days.
I didn't get rid of my page, but I had to do a lot of purging, a lot of hiding, a lot of unfriending and unfollowing.
Yeah, I pretty much just locked everything down to the point where it's like, yeah, you'll see my profile, but you ain't going to see much on it besides a picture that says closed. So, all right, everybody.
I've got something I want to say. Okay, the main thing, and I'm sure that that's what's going on with Eric too, but the main thing that's really been bugging me is on my feed is the politics. And I don't mean just your general political post. I mean, if you want to air how you feel, fine, but it's the pure hatred. It's the, if you're a such and such supporter, F you, or if you're a such and such supporter, unfriend me. You know, that crap has got to stop. I mean, we should not let politics divide us.
Exactly. I have different political ideas than Danae does, but we're still off. It's like, we don't care because we're friends. That's the thing. You should be friends with people who believe different things than you. It's part of life. Politics was driving me nuts. And there's a lot of hatred on Facebook. A lot of it is disguised as politics. A lot of it is disguised as religious stuff. Or, if you don't believe in this, you're a Nazi or whatever. It's so much bullshit. Don't pardon the language on this one. It's complete and utter bullshit. It drives me nuts. And also the amount of pure stupidity that's on Facebook.
I've had to unfriend and unfollow people that I agree with politically and religiously. But I did it because I don't like the way they're going about it.
Right. I'll give you an example. I'm not going to use the friend's name, but when I started going to conventions back in 2007, 2006-ish, I met a guy. Really cool dude. He was a horror host on TV, fellow metalhead rocker. He had this whole shtick that he did, and I was really, really cool dude. Well, a couple years ago, he started getting really political, which, that's fine. That's on your line, your newsfeed, whatever. That's cool. But if there were people who disagreed with them, he was calling them, especially if it was female, he would use horrible, disgusting language against them, calling them things you should never, ever call a woman or anybody else as a man, and saying that they should be murdered in the streets.
Ew!
I looked at this, oh, yeah, and also that they should, I won't go into the worse things that he said than that. And I'm like, I want nothing to do with this guy. So I completely unfriended him. I blocked him. And one of my other friends runs a horror hosting thing on Roku. And I mentioned it to him. And basically said, well, he's one of the best people we have. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm sorry. I can't subscribe to your stuff then. I mean, with how much hatred this guy spews out, I want nothing to do with it. And I'm sorry, I'm withdrawing my subscription. I want nothing to do with you guys. I'm sorry. And that kind of runs into the whole capitalism thing, too, that me and Danae have talked about. I call it capitalism. But there's a place where there's a flea market around y'all. And I used to love going to this flea market. And now I don't go at all. There were people who would be selling stuff at at the flea market who would have political stuff out. Like, you know, my political person is better than your political person. Your political person can suck butt. That's fine, whatever. It's really annoying, though, because there's certain times, actually pretty much all the time, I don't want to have to deal with that crap. But when you see... What's that?
I said, no, I agree with you.
And it's just like, I want to be away from politics. But if you push this even further, some of these vendors who had the political stuff out were obnoxious to myself. And this one guy was kind of snarling with me because I wasn't buying anything. And then a young man who obviously was special needs was looking through the video games, and this dude with his stall got so nasty to this kid. And it's just like, you know what?
For what?
Just for nothing, because the kid didn't understand a couple of things. He was asking questions, and he just ripped into him. I'm just like, you know what, dude, shut the fuck up. Get out of this kid's face, or you're going to have a problem with me. That ended it, because I'm a very large man, that can be very scary. So the kid thanked me and went off. Well, as it turns out, the people who own this food market put some highly political stuff and were very, very rude to people who didn't agree with them on Facebook. So I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't want to deal with a bunch of jerks. I am not going to this food market. I am not going to buy anything from this individual. And you know what? That's capitalism. We have our choice where to spend our money. And I'm not spending my money there. Period. Now, I'll give you an example of a wonderful place to spend your money. There's a consignment shop a couple towns over from here, and it's family owned. It's called, and it's over in Western New York, but of course we don't like to mention to the names here, but it's family owned. I've gotten to know the family, and they are absolutely wonderful. If you want cool stuff and a great conversation and just wonderful, wonderful people to deal with and to, you know, just a friendly conversation, anything, just take a step in there. You're going to find something really cool. I can guarantee you that. And they don't care who you are. You are considered a friend when you're in their shop. And that, you know, to me, that is a place to go back to always, because the people are wonderful. The stuff they've got is awesome. The prices are fantastic. And I can just about guarantee you, you'll find better stuff in there than you would over at the flea market for more than likely half the price. Okay. Mm. So, sorry.
And you get some friendly conversation, too.
Yes, you do. Okay, I'm done ranting, raving, and babbling for the night. So, we appreciate everybody listening to the show. The Sledge Pit will be back on Sunday. We're going to figure out what we're going to do and actually have everything posted a little bit ahead of time over on the Deviant Legion Facebook page. And I was supposed to have a show released sometime in the last 2 weeks. This show is going live. It's pre-recorded. It's going to be going up this Wednesday around 8 p.m. It's basically like a whole thing, a whole rant of stuff that's been on my mind recently. So that show is coming up on Wednesday, and I will start producing and more stuff for earlier in the week. And we're going to start a process of looking for more people to help us out. But we're going to stay a team over here at Sledge Industries. It's me and Danae. We're going to be looking for a third. So we'll work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody. It's time for me to go to bed because 4 o'clock comes really early in the morning. All right, so good night, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Yeah, good night. We really need some outro music. That'll work too.